I want to continue from the last couple of weeks talking more about emotional resiliency. And last week I mentioned the basic move is to go from being lost in our emotions, which really means believing they're actually happening. We don't realize we're thinking about things and feeling things. So we replace being lost in our emotions with being curious about them. The key question is, what's it like? What's this fear like? What's this happiness like? What's this calm or ease like? And this is mindfulness. That's like a sacred question, because we wake up out of this kind of spiral of reactivity and into wise and loving relationship with our experience. And I mentioned the way to stay open to our emotions without being swept away from them. The three secrets for that are sensation. When we know we're having an emotion, we ground in our body. If the emotion is expressing in the body, then we feel the sensations of that emotion. You know, if we're sad, we might just be with a clenched throat or tears, the wetness of tears on our cheeks. We can do that. We can really be. It's a really big move to switch out of being lost in our emotions to feeling our body in the emotion. And if it's not obvious in the body, we just keep following our breath. And a lot of you know the RAIN approach to working with emotions, developed by just a wonderful Vipassana teacher, Michelle McDonald. And I have a variation on it, which probably a fair number of you know, but in case there are those of you who don't. And so it's called RATA, R-A-T-A. I will put it in the chat feed. And this is just once we wake up to our emotion, this is kind of how we stay curious and how we stay mindful. And so the R stands for recognize. And of course, knowing we're having an emotion is the beginning of wise, loving relationship with our experience. And so in this step, we recognize and we name whatever we're feeling. Naming is taming. It actually de-escalates our experience in the brain. The brain sort of calms down more if we can name it. Sadness, irritation, jealousy, wonder, awe, happiness, love, whatever the emotion is. And the A is to accept or allow. And we do that, if we can, with affection. Another A word. We just really let what's here be here. Stop the quarrel with your experience and just accept. And the word or phrase I love for this is of course. We just say of course. So you might remember sometime recently you've had an emotion. And if you can, you know, just be in the memory of what caused the emotion. And whatever the emotion is, recognize. And just silently name it to yourself. And accept or allow. And just drop in the phrase, of course. And I love this because this is like preemptively just completely accepting your experience. You might not know why it's here. There's a reason for it. You'll know at some point, but you're just jumpstarting that. And of course, it's like this grand parental affection for our experience. It's like a grandparent being with a grandchild at the beach, and the grandchild, breaks their plastic shovel and they're building a, sandcastle, and it's a tragedy. And the grandparent knows there's a solution. The grandparent is very kind to their child, grandchild, but they're not swept away. They know it's not a disaster. There's this quality in that of course. Like, of course you're upset. You're five and you broke your plastic shovel and you don't know how to get out of the situation. But the wise you knows. And so we just say, of course. So whatever that feeling is, just say, of course. And then the T and the A are turned towards in the body and turn away in the body. So the T stands for towards, the A stands for away. So with towards, we feel what it's like in the body and we're focused on sensation. Our world isn't, oh no, I can't believe I said that thing at the party last night. I feel like such a fool, I'm so embarrassed. People don't like me, right? That's the head. But we let our world be sensation. Our world is tight, loose, warm, cool, tingle, throb, buzz, pulse. So, trying to conjure up an emotion may not create much of a body experience now, but just check and see. Notice, are there any sensations in this emotion? And when we turn towards in the body, we drop our resistance. We're just curious what it's like. And just feel your breath if it's nothing obvious in the body. And then this is a very important move. The fourth move is to turn away. The A is away. We turn away in the body and notice everywhere the emotion isn't in the body. So just do that now. Especially feel back body, lower body. Back of the head, the back, buttocks, just everything in your back body, everything in your lower body. Emotions tend to be front and center. Upper body, front of upper body. So all of this, if you're able to do all four steps, even if you're just doing one, that's mindfulness. If you do all four, then you're really, really marinating in mindfulness. And then what we do, we keep going towards and away, towards and away. We come back to where the emotion's expressing in the body, and then we go away to where it's not expressing. And then this leads to some really important insights. The first is that we are not our emotions. Our language of emotions is, I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm scared, I'm mad, I'm glad. As if that's all we are. Emotions are when we most lose perspective and think our thought worlds are happening. They're not. You're just thinking, you're conjuring a situation. So with this Rata approach, when we, especially the turn towards and turn away, we see, if there's anxiety, for instance, and there's a flutter in the belly, I see that, flutter in the belly, but then I see the rest of the body isn't activated. And maybe it's only, 10% of my body, 5%. But I use the language, I'm anxious. Doesn't track our experience. you know, the language that works better is anxiety is known, or there is anxiety, or a part of me is anxious. That's more this insight of non-identification. We realize we're not our emotions. And then a second insight that arises as we keep working with our emotions is we see the nature of an emotion is to move. Everything changes. And I love that the word emotion is the letter E plus motion. And the letter E stands for energy. And emotion is energy that wants to move. And it will if we let it. If we're in this kind of kind and mindful relationship with any emotion, you know, it arises, it swells, it crests, and it dissipates. And then we learn a very powerful lesson. Our mind is workable. Our heart is workable. We can be with our emotions. We don't have to deny them, suppress them. We don't have to act them out and trouble the world. We can, there's this beautiful sweet spot where we feel them. And then we'll take action later, but we feel first. We don't have to change whatever any emotion is. We just need to outlast it with our kind attention. And we see our mind is workable. Our emotions resolve themselves. And the Tibetan tradition talks about the lion's roar. It's a confidence that our mind and heart are workable. When we are workable, the world, no matter how messed up it appears to us, the world is workable. So with something like Ratha, what we're practicing is curiosity. And what we're also practicing is non-interference. When we get out of the way, everything self-liberates. This is resiliency. We let our emotions be energy that wants to move, and we come back to something else. We get so kerfuffled by our kerfuffles. We get reactive to our reactivity, and all this takes a lot of energy. Our natural state is great peace. Just being. Our suffering takes energy to maintain. We keep throwing logs on the fire. So, Ratha is a way to just let the fire burn out on its own, leaving you just with this space, being this space of kind attention.